Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've always heard that the camera adds 10 pounds to a person. And so if a person on television looks really or rather thin, he or she is probably really thin in real life. I also think that the camera slows things down a bit. Because when I've watched professional athletes on television, they never seem to move as fast as they do in real life. On television, I think I could probably hit a major league fastball. But in real life, I'm not sure my bat would ever make it past my shoulder before the ball made it past me. The same is true when I watch wildlife hunt their prey on those animal shows. Lions don't really look like they're running that fast at all. And so it looks to me like I could probably get out of my safari vehicle and walk a little closer for a better photograph. But in real life, I'm sure I'd probably be dead. I say that because one day, a number of years ago, while I was at a zoo, I saw a large adult male lion react to something on the other side of his enclosure. And he covered about 40 or 50 yards or so in the blink of an eye. And I was stunned at how quickly that lion made it from point A to point B. And I thought to myself, I remember thinking this, even if I had had a rifle at that moment, I'm not sure that I could have taken aim and gotten a shot off before that lion was on top of me, if that fence wasn't there. The speed and the size and the strength of that ferocious cat were frightening. And so when Peter states in his first epistle that, and I quote, "The devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour," unquote, my mind gravitates to that day at the zoo. And I am thoroughly convinced that Peter is trying to warn us here about the significant danger that the devil poses to our life and our salvation. And we would be wise to listen and to take notice. Too many people get hurt and die because they don't take warnings seriously. That's true in our national parks every year. It's true with this coronavirus. It's true of the labels on various products that we buy. And it's true of God's word also. And thus, if Peter thought it of such importance to include it in the first of his two letters, and Jesus thought of it as such importance to include a specific petition about it in his Lord's Prayer, "and deliver us from the evil one," namely the devil, Jesus said, then we would be foolish to ignore the deadly threat that Satan poses to each and every one of us. The devil would like nothing better than to devour you, to turn you against God, as he did with Jesus' disciple Judas. Don't let him. Don't be fooled by his lies, frightened by his threats, or tempted by his promises. Jesus called him the father of lies and says that when he lies, he is merely speaking his native language. As Jesus resisted every temptation that Satan threw at him. So Peter tells us to stand firm in the faith and to resist the devil also. And when we do that, James tells us that the devil will flee from us. Easier said than done, isn't it? Peter should know. For not only did he try to prevent Jesus' salvific work of dying on the cross, at which time you might remember that Jesus referred to him as Satan, but he also gave in to the devil's temptations that night that Jesus was arrested. And three times Peter denied having any knowledge of or any relationship with Jesus. And the great apostle Paul also knows the difficulty that exists in trying to resist the devil's temptations. As he himself wrote, that Satan had given him a thorn in his flesh to torment him. And he prayed to the Lord to take it away because he knew that he was incapable of overcoming it by himself. And that he always continued to do the evil that he did not want to do. And so you see, even the great apostles like Peter and Paul could not always stand firm in the faith and resist the devil's schemes. But people filled with and strengthened by God can overcome the devil. Samson, remember him from the Old Testament? Samson, filled with God's Spirit, tore apart a lion with his bare hands. David, the young shepherd boy, by God's strength, killed a lion with simply the tools of a shepherd. Daniel, by God's will, spent an entire night in a den of lions. One of King David's mighty men, a man by the name of Benaiah, you may not have heard of him before, he was in charge of David's bodyguard. Scripture tells us that he went down into a pit on a snowy day and all by himself killed a lion. And Jesus resisted Satan's temptation to avoid the cross. And he went to the cross. And he gave up his life as the payment for our sin. Yes, lions are dangerous. And the devil is dangerous. But God's servants have overcome lions. And God's Son has overcome the devil. Satan may have nipped at his heels, but Jesus crushed his head through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. And thus, while we may still suffer through and even give in to a variety of temptations as the devil seeks to devour us, he cannot and he will not overcome any who cling to Christ Jesus for salvation. Peter wrote in our text today, after you have suffered a little while, Christ himself will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Or in the words of Paul, by Christ's power, when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, I worry sometimes about my ability to be self-controlled and alert, and to stand firm and to resist the devil. If so many of the great saints of the Bible succumbed to Satan's lies and temptations, what in the world makes me think that I'm going to fare any different? Nothing really. But my ability to resist the devil and survive the devil doesn't depend upon my firmness, but God's faithfulness. The fact is that even on my best day, I'm still going to falter in my faith. But Jesus stood firm for me. He overcame sin, death, and the power of the devil for me. He bore the eternal punishment of my sin for me. And thus, as long as I cling to Him and trust in Him and believe in Him, He will give me the benefits of His forgiveness, which is eternal life in His kingdom of heaven. By God's grace, may we always cling to this truth, that as God's chosen people, no matter what we suffer through or what the devil throws our way, God Himself will restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.